Local Sylvan Lake football player Ozzie Collar recently participated in the CFC Combine in Calgary and the Western Canada Prospect Showcase in BC. At the CFC Combine, there were 150 competitors from all over Alberta. CFC had state-of-the-art equipment, including a laser system to register the 40-yard dash, Collar said. They were very organized and the competition was tough, but I was very happy with my combine results. While at the 2025 Fox 40 Prospect Challenge West Showcase that recently took place in BC, it was difficult for the first 2 days. The weather was cold, windy, and raining nonstop. Being a receiver, ball control is crucial, and running my routes quickly, completing crisp slants, and accelerating is so important. But when weather is a contributing factor, a player has to face this sort of adversity and get through it, Collar said. Luckily, the games happened on Sunday, March 16, when the weather was good, he added. It was sunny and calm, which gave me the opportunity to open up with my speed and show the coaches and any scouts what I am capable of doing for their program. During the event, Collar's team went undefeated, and Collar was able to score more touchdowns in one game than any other player during the weekend, one of which included a pass and run for a 70-yard touchdown. At the showcase, Collar was named the MVP Offensive Player of the Weekend. Being named MVP was such an honor. Not only was I able to showcase my skills in front of residents of Richmond, BC, coaches, staff, and parents, but I competed against some of the best talent representing BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, Collar said. Through playing football, Collar has battled adversity and learned about teamwork and discipline. My brothers and I fight for each other, we share the highs and lows, but we support and want each other to succeed at whatever level we continue with. I have met so many new friends, lifelong friends, and perhaps teammates, Collar said. The camaraderie in football is amazing, he added. I always love seeing NFL or CFL players chat with the other team, especially when they see their friends who are their enemies when they play each other. Collar also noted that so many people have made a difference in his football career. First, I want to say I am so thankful to my past, present, and future teammates and coaches. Without their guidance, support, and love of the game, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Secondly, family and friends, he added. My mom, sister, and grandma, we call her Wawa, attend my games with signs and loud bells or horns always cheering me on. My dad does everything he can to support and help his three kids with their goals with sports. My dad has never missed a practice ever for myself or my brother. He even stands outside during a blizzard while we practice and never misses anything. Collar's biggest inspiration when it comes to playing the game is his older brother Tristan Collar. He has always been an outstanding athlete with hockey, football, soccer. His work ethic has always been unmatched, and this past year he helped coach our Lakers football team, brought ideas and training from his junior football days, and he had 3 championship rings when he was a Laker. He calls me before and after games or combines with support and encouragement. We both love football so much and we identify with wanting to be the best we can be. Currently, Collar is playing in the Tier 1 Battle River Shock Spring football program. As for what's next, Collar is hoping to receive a call to attend the National CFC Prospect event, and he will be going to the Football Alberta U18 tryouts as he was invited to represent Alberta this year. Players at the National CFC Prospect event are the best in the country and play in front of a big crowd. The game is also televised on TSN. Collar also hopes to continue his football journey after high school. I would love to play in the U.S. for the big colleges or universities, but I am willing to put in the work here, to continue developing my skills and work towards my goals every day.